After Queen Elizabeth I died in 1603, English Catholics who had been persecuted under her rule had hoped that her successor, James I, would be more tolerant of their religion. James I had, after all, had a Catholic mother. Unfortunately, James did not turn out to be more tolerant than Elizabeth, and a number of young men, 13 to be exact, decided that violent action was the answer. A small group took shape under the leadership of Robert Catesby. Catesby felt that violent action was warranted. Indeed, the thing to do was to blow up the Houses of Parliament. In doing so, they would kill the King, maybe even the Prince of Wales and the members of Parliament who were making life difficult for the Catholics. Today, these conspirators would be known as extremists or terrorists. To carry out their plan, the conspirators got hold of 36 barrels of gunpowder and stored them in a cellar just under the House of Lords. But as the group worked on the plot, it became clear that innocent people would be hurt or killed in the attack, including some people who even fought for more rights for Catholics. Some of the plotters started having second thoughts. One of the group members even sent an anonymous letter warning his friend, Lord Monteagle, to stay away from the Parliament on November the 5th. Was the letter real? The warning letter reached the King, and the King's forces made plans to stop the conspirators. Guy Fawkes, who was in the cellar of the Parliament with the 36 barrels of gunpowder when the authorities stormed it in the early hours of November the 5th, was caught, tortured, and executed. It is unclear if the conspirators would ever have been able to pull off their plan to blow up the Parliament, even if they had not been betrayed. Some have suggested that the gunpowder itself was so old as to be useless. Since Guy Fawkes and the other conspirators got caught before trying to ignite the powder, we'll never know for certain. Even for the period which was notoriously unstable, the gunpowder plot struck a very profound chord for the people of England. In fact, even today, the reigning monarch only enters the Parliament once a year on what is called the State Opening of Parliament. Prior to the opening, and according to custom, the yeomen of the guard search the cellars of the Palace of Westminster. Nowadays, the Queen and Parliament still observe this tradition. On the very night that the gunpowder plot was foiled, on November the 5th, 1605, bonfires were set alight to celebrate the safety of the King. Since then, November the 5th has become known as Bonfire Night. The event is commemorated every year with fireworks and burning effigies of Guy Fawkes on a bonfire. Some of the English have been known to wonder, in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way, whether they are celebrating Fawkes' execution or honouring his attempt to do away with the government.